And now, it's sports time. Featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews. Making sports accessible to everyone, from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Ezra, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on today?
Nothing much, just sitting here, relaxing home, watching SportsCenter.
Nice. So you were one of the last few that watched SportsCenter, huh?
I don't watch it as often as I used to,
yeah. Sadly. What do you think has happened to it?
I think one thing I don't like is this new set. Definitely think they're trying to be too modernized. And the ESPN bias has gone through the roof.
Yeah. What do you think they're biased, like, just in favor of their own programming, or how are they biased?
I think it's basically like they'll talk so much about certain teams, like the Yankees, the Lakers, LeBron.
Right.
And they're like, first take Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless. Oh my God. I need them to be quiet.
Cool. Well, thanks for doing this interview with me. Why don't we start out by what teams do you root for?
All right. It's going to be a little interesting. I'm a Yankees, Lakers, Braves, Hawks, Falcons, UConn, and Tennessee fan.
Are you from Atlanta?
I do live in Atlanta right now, indeed.
Okay, cool. So you've got like Atlanta teams, and then you've got a scattering of other teams. Do you actually, I couldn't quite catch them all. Do you have teams that play against each other that you root for?
Not necessarily. I mean, when it's the Yankees and Braves playing, prefer the Yankees to win, but if the Braves win, I'll live with it.
Okay. So did you grow up there, or you moved there later?
I was born near D.C., then I moved to Connecticut, so hence UConn, and then I moved to Atlanta in 99, so I've lived here for almost 16 years.
How do you think rooting for teams that are scattered all over the country affect sort of the way you consume sports, the way you experience them?
I mean, especially because one of my teams I grew up watching is the Lakers, and they play on the West Coast. I can't watch them as often, but it doesn't affect me as much. But even though I can acknowledge they are not as big of a team as they used to be, I'll still see what they're up to.
What is your earliest sports memory?
When I just moved to Atlanta, there was this little sweepstakes for Ritz, and it was Lynn and Derek Jeter or Ken Griffey Jr. could play in your backyard, and I didn't win, but I got a Derek Jeter baseball card, so I guess that's my first sports memory.
That must have been a big deal, too. How old were you?
I think I was six, yeah, when that happened.
So winning even just a baseball card was probably pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, who's this guy? And found out, and all right, this is sweet. It's cool.
Yeah. Do either of your parents have teams? Are they sports fans?
Oh, yes. My dad is from New York, and he's a Yankees fan, but he's also a Lakers fan, and he's a Cowboys fan.
Your family seems to like winning.
Oh, my dad is. My mom just not really like my dad, but she goes with my dad.
So you lived in Connecticut for a while. What was it like? Because what I've heard is in Connecticut, the women's basketball is like bigger than the men's basketball even.
Oh, I know. Women have 10 titles. The men have 4. The women seem to get more hate because of Geno. But women's basketball there is huge. Especially when the teams do well, that's when the whole state feels like big things are happening.
Well, yeah, and especially just geographically and fan base wise, Connecticut often gets torn between New York and Boston.
Oh yeah, especially where I lived. I basically lived in the middle between Boston and New York. I did not choose really. My dad was a Yankee fan, and that pretty much is in my blood. So I was with the Yankees. My brother is a Red Sox fan, so we got a little sibling rivalry there.
Why do you think he chose the Red Sox? Is he younger or older?
He's younger, and I like the Yankees, so he likes to mess pick on me.
That's incredible. You really experience like what I think one of the most intense rivalries in the country, living right on that borderline between Yankees and Red Sox.
Oh yes, I definitely feel it. I definitely felt it now that I come to realize it. And especially, it lives in my own home too, with my brother.
Yeah. How does sports fit into your weekly routine?
I know I used to be a high school athlete. I played basketball and tennis, and now I'm in college. I don't participate that often. I do miss participating much because I used to always play pickup basketball with my friends. But school, now I have a job, so I gotta focus on those. But when I got the time, I will be watching sports.
What's your favorite sport to watch on TV?
Oh, basketball. Because I grew up playing it, and I think it's more action-packed, more than the NFL. Because while the NFL, they waste time by walking around. NBA and basketball in general, every second is running up and down the court. No wasting time.
But where are you in college?
I go to Oglethorpe University. It's a Division III school, home of the Stormy Petrels.
Say that again?
Stormy Petrels.
What is that?
It's a seabird.
Awesome. That's quite a mouthful to say when you're cheering. Is there like a shorthand for the team name?
Get Stormy.
Get Stormy? Do you have any sports superstitions?
Oh, yes. Let's see. They change all the time, but I know when I was younger, I used to make my brother sit on an ottoman because they helped the Lakers win. Then I would wear my team clothing for a period. Then there was a point where my teams would win when I was doing my homework.
Huh.
So, and this year, I don't know what it is. It could be anything.
That's awesome. That's good motivation, right? Your team wins if you do your homework. You're going to do your homework. How does sports like play into your sort of friendships at college? How big of a part are they?
Oh, it's huge. Especially when I lived with my dorm mates, we would talk about sports. Say, hey, dude, did you see March Madness a few months ago? Oh yeah, that game was crazy. And oh, did you hear about what's happening with the Patriots and stuff? Yeah, oh yeah, dude. What? I don't believe anything's going on. So it's a huge integral part of college.
How would your life be different without sports?
That is tough, but I know before I became really into sports, I was this huge history buff. Like, I read so much history books, and I also am a shark enthusiast. I love learning about sharks, so I think I would spend a lot more time being research on sharks and history.
How is being a Yankees fan different from being a fan of any other team?
I think besides all the World Series championships, you got all these legendary players. You got some sense of pride in being a team. Of course, you have all the haters, but you got to just kind of shake it off.
Yeah. Who's your all-time favorite Yankee? Is it Jeter?
Of course it is.
As a Yankees fan, who's your all-time nemesis?
If it's a certain player, it's David Ortiz. I remember when in 04, when the Yankees blew that 3-0 lead, my friends gave me such a hard time with the Red Sox, and David Ortiz seems to be the guy that helped them out in fueling that comeback, so I just couldn't stand that guy at all.
How do you feel about some of the Red Sox that have come to play for the Yankees?
Oh my gosh. That makes it so weird. When Johnny Dana came over, I completely switched my attitude towards him. I started liking him. Now that Jacoby Ellsbury's there, I like him. And I found it a little hypocritical and ironic because I didn't like these guys, but now that they're here in pinstripes, I like them.
What's the most important thing that you'd like non-sports fans to understand about sports or to understand about people who follow sports really closely?
Well, I think sports is more than just watching or playing a game. It teaches you life and values like teamwork, competition, rivalry, sportsmanship, all those things.
I don't know if you're dating anyone, but like how have you seen at college how sports plays into people's dating lives?
I haven't seen much of that, but I will admit there was this girl I really liked and I considered asking out, but when I found out she was a Red Sox fan, I was like, oh, then that's not going to happen.
Really?
Yes.
That was a deal breaker for you.
Yes.
That was funny. Do you feel like in your generation, there are as many women who like sports as men, or what would you say the ratio is?
I would say social media makes it look 50-50, but I think from outside in the real world, I see 70-30.
What do you think we as male sports fans can do to sort of make it more welcoming for women?
I think it's maybe because I know with the NFL, they're trying to, with all their domestic violence issues, try to make it more, I can't find a right term, but more appealing to the women to make it look like, hey, we really do care about equality. And as a male, I actually watch women's college basketball, and I think if we watch one more female sports, maybe that'll get the female fans to watch sports as well.
Yeah, totally. So that's interesting, because I know a lot of people, there are a lot of basketball fans who don't really like watching women's basketball. How would you describe the difference between the men's game and the women's game, and what is it about the women's game that appeals to you?
When I grew up, there was no difference. I liked basketball in general. Didn't matter who, men or women. But I think with the women, it's more shoot first. Men was basically slow down, try to work down the shot clock from the 35 to the very last second. Right. Women, dribble up the court. If you got an open shot, take it. Then let's get back on defense.
Man, well, that's sort of all the questions I've got. Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, you're very welcome.